KUT News and the Texas Tribune. This is Agenda Texas. I'm Ben Philpott. You may not know it, but tomorrow, the lucky people of Tyler, Texas, will have the chance to witness one of the most anticipated confrontations since Rocky III, when Rocky Balboa took on Clubber Lang, played by Mr. T.
What's your prediction for the fight, then?
Prediction? Pain.
Okay, maybe State Senator Dan Patrick debating State Board of Education member Thomas Ratliff over something called C-Scope isn't all that scintillating. But those lesson plans created by Texas teachers were one heck of a political football during the 2013 legislative session. Patrick and other conservative leaders railed against C-Scope for, as they said, teaching un-American ideals. His efforts led to an agreement in May that C-Scope would stop providing lesson plans by the beginning of August. That agreement was applauded by grassroots activist Alice Linehan.
C-Scope is a curriculum management system that is a philosophy of education that I think is harming to Texas children.
That philosophy, according to opponents, comes out in lessons that ask whether the perpetrators of the Boston Tea Party were terrorists. Others teach about Islam, even though teaching world religions is actually required in religion, world history, and sixth grade social studies classes. But beyond that, Linehan has issues with C-Scope's overall philosophy, which she says includes a reliance on group projects.
It's the way that they teach. It does not come from a traditional foundational method of teaching. It's a more collectivist project-based learning that has been proven unsuccessful.
I believe it to be a good product.
Aha! A conflicting statement from Abilene Independent School District Director of Accountability, Jeannie Forehand.
You got your shot! Now give me mine!
Sorry. Just trying to jazz up a school curriculum story. You were saying, Mrs. Forehand?
Are there some lessons that are less exemplar than others? Absolutely. But that's going to be true in any sort of textbook, in any sort of resource, curriculum resource that a teacher uses. And that's why we trust the teachers to determine what's effective and what's not.
That last part is the core of the argument supporting C-Scope, an argument we're bound to hear from State Board of Education member Thomas Ratliff at tomorrow's debate. He and Abilene's Forehand say, sure, not all of C-Scope's plans were great, but
we trust that our teachers have the background and have the knowledge to determine what's an effective lesson and what's not an effective lesson.
So who was using the C-Scope system, which includes several other teaching tools along with the lesson plans? Mason Moses is spokesman for C-Scope and the regional education service centers that help schools across the state.
Smaller and mid-sized school districts with, on average, around 2,000 kids, one high school, who really had not had the resources to have their own internal curriculum department like they would in a larger district.
Almost 70% of the state's school districts use C-Scope. So what do those schools do now? Well, they could create their own lesson plans. That's an easier task if you're in a big school district with an internal curriculum department, which is why C-Scope's Moses says districts should collaborate.
We encourage them to talk with other school districts to work with each other to find the best ways and things that fit their local community.
Like what Forehand and the school districts in and around Abilene are doing.
What we are doing is kind of spearheading a regional cooperative of teacher-created lessons and kind of forming a database of those lessons, and they'll be available for the districts that are choosing to participate with us.
Post C-Scope plan number 2 is to just continue using the C-Scope lesson plans. That's because the plans are in the public domain, so some schools have been downloading them and preparing to use them as needed during the school year. And that isn't sitting well with conservatives like Linehan, who thought May's agreement to end the use of lesson plans, would actually end their use. That's why she supports a recent lawsuit attempting to block the use of those plans in Llano ISD.
I've heard from other grassroots moms and dads across the state who are willing to step up and also file temporary restraining orders. So I believe this is just the beginning.
Whether we're at the beginning, middle, or end of all this C-Scope drama, the passion on both sides is bound to get a jolt after tomorrow's debate, which could lead to a litigious school year ahead.
Hey, fool, you ready for another beating? You should have never came back.
I'm Ben Philpott. This is Agenda Texas.
Thank you.